The toughest part of any race is the last leg. And for some of the Raiders' star players, just getting to the Super Bowl proved to be more difficult than playing in it.
We took a cab to the Super Bowl, got stuck in traffic.
No, Otis McKinney and I, we didn't take the bus like most of the players do. We had a rental car.
We're a quarter mile at least from the stadium. Lyle starts yelling at the cab driver, "Get out of here, go up on the curb, damn it, you know, blah, 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 blah."
And we pull up and we said, "Where do the players park?" And the lady said, "What? You guys, I don't care if you're a player or not, you guys need a parking pass."
The cab driver, I don't know where he was from, and bless his heart, he's just frightened to death. Here's this guy in the front seat, looks like an armadillo with veins popping out of his neck.
And we say, "Excuse me, lady, we're playing in the game. We don't need a parking pass. You got to let us in." She says, "I'm sorry, you need a parking pass to get in."
Lyle gets out of the cab. He's walking. So now we got to get out of the cab because we go together.
And we just simultaneously looked at each other, and I guess we had the same thought. And we both grabbed our bags, and we took off running towards the locker room in that car. We left the car running right there, and to this day, we don't know what happened to her.
And we walked the last quarter mile to Super Bowl 18 through traffic and through the crowd.
It was just, I guess, proof that nothing was going to stop us.
There's a snap. It is stopped by Derek Johnson.
Revenge against the defending champion Redskins came easily. Seconds before halftime, Coach Charlie Sumner put Jack Squirek in and told him to shadow Joe Washington, who had burned the Raiders in Week 5 on a screen pass.
Looks off to the left, and he fires it off the
In 1983, the Redskins set an NFL record for points in a season. In the Super Bowl, the Raiders shut them down and beat them up, sacking Joe Theismann 6 times and holding the Redskins to just 9 points.
I remember after the game, Joe Theismann saying, "They handed us our asses on the tray, and the tray was bent." That was as much physical domination as I had seen defensively, and I got to witness it firsthand.
Todd Christensen also was an eyewitness to the brilliance of Marcus Allen. And late in the third quarter, he saw a play that he will never forget.
When I'm 95 and I'm hooked up to the wires on ESPN or whatever the station will be back then, you know, channel 1036 will show that replay, and I know that I'll be like this in my hospital bed because I never get tired of seeing that play.
That play was 17 Bob Trey O.
Even now, whenever I see that highlight, I get tingles. I remember John Facenda saying, "Here comes Marcus Allen, running with the night." That's a good memory.
On came Marcus Allen, running with the night.
Make a run like that in a game like that at a time like that was pure magic. It was beautiful.
Plunkett getting to Allen, sending a wide left. He has to reduce his field, but he gets away for a moment. Comes back up the middle of 30, 35, 40. Breaks past 2 minutes to 50. Down to the 40. Picking up the blocker. Holy Toledo! Touchdown Raiders! 7.
It looked like a cluster, you know what, is what it did. Didn't it look like that way to you? Kind of the dysfunction function.
It was a symbolic play for football's dysfunctional family. Marcus appeared to be going nowhere, much like Al Davis when he attempted to move his franchise to Los Angeles. But in the end, no one could prevent football's evil empire, or Marcus, from reaching their desired destinations.
Marcus can't run. Isn't that what they said when he came out?
For Marcus, it was the confirmation of his greatness.
Holy Toledo, Marcus Allen has just claimed full title of All-World for 1983.
Coach, Tom Flores.
Yes, Mr. President.
I have already had a call from Moscow. They think that Marcus Allen is a new secret weapon, and they insist that we dismantle it.
That was a beautiful run, and it turned out to be a beautiful career. And yes, I did reverse field it sometimes, and yet I did, you know, avoid some tacklers. But in the end, I ended up where I wanted to end up.
The one thing that stands out to me is that after Marcus's 74-yard run, when you see everybody run out and embrace him, it's at that point in time when I think that the team realized that we were going to be world champions. The sheer delight, almost to a degree of frivolity, that's a picture that I think will linger for quite a while.
For players, the bond that's created is very hard to describe. There's some of these guys that I'm sure I'll run into 20 years later, but we will have a common bond that most people just will not understand. And it's a great sense of pride, a great sense of achievement. It is one of the more incredible feelings.
The celebration will begin as the Raiders sprint toward the clubhouse. And the great joy of watching Pete Rozelle present the championship trophy.
Congratulations.
To the Los Angeles Raiders.
Now, let me ask you something. With all the distractions that you have off the field, how are you able to keep focused on winning football games as you do and do throughout the year?
When you have great coaches, then after you have great coaches, you get great players, you have a great organization, and you tell them one thing. Just win, baby.